coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
So he says that you be strengthened, invigorated with might by the Holy Ghost in your inner man. This is the prayer of the Spirit for you. Now let's go on. He continues the prayer. Verse 17. That Christ may dwell, he says, so permanently reside in your hearts by faith. Why is he saying this? Does he not already live in you? Sure. He's bringing something into your understanding, and we're going to get to it in the next two verses. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, rooted and grounded, seasoned in love, hallelujah, may be able to comprehend with all saints, the saints of God, what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know, oh boy, I want you to see something here in this verse. It looks like a contradiction. Sometimes you got to study the Word of God. Paul said, study the Word of God. Study it to show yourself approved. You understand? Rightly dividing the Word of truth. Now look at it. He says, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. That's King James. Now, that means, and to know the love of Christ which surpasseth knowledge. Now, again, it looks like, how can you know something that surpasses knowledge? No. When you understand from the Greek rendering, he says, and to Ginosko, the love of God, or the love of Christ. Ginosko is an understanding. He's talking about experiential knowledge. Knowledge that has some intercourse, a flowing together, a mingling together. Knowledge that becomes yours. You take possession of that knowledge and you begin to act it. It becomes a part of you. When you know something, it's more than believing something. It becomes something that you flow with. He says, and to know the love of Christ. So he uses the word ginosko. The love of Christ which passeth gnosis. He chooses the word gnosis, meaning scientific knowledge. What you just studied. What you read about. What you observed. You get it? The love of God. To know it. It surpasses just mere reading it, hearing it. So a lot of our Christians have read something, they have never really been a part of it. Come on. Are you still there? Oh, I told you, I said these few days will change your life. It'll change your life, I'm telling you. By the time we're through Sunday, oh boy. To know the love of Christ, which surpasses understanding, human understanding, mental understanding, mental apprehension. He's talking about spiritual grasping. You understand it? You get it in your spirit. You digest it. It becomes a part of you. You know him. That's why John said, that which we know, which our hands have handled, which we have looked upon. He says, look, we have experienced this whole stuff. He said, that we declare unto you. That you also may have fellowship. That's the word. Fellowship. A koinonia. A communion. A mingling together. You understand? That you may have it with us. He says, and truly, we read it yesterday. He says, and truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Paul brings this other one inside. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost. John talks about the fellowship with the Father and the Son. Paul brings in a new thing. He says, look, there is the fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Many don't know who the Holy Ghost is. Listen, this is the boss of the church. You know, we look at the Holy Ghost like he's a small, you know, Papa God, big. Jesus, next. Holy Ghost, one little thing, or one dove flying over in heaven everywhere. I wish you'd know who the Holy Spirit is. It's one thing I like to explain a lot of times to God's people everywhere. Because many times they don't know who the Holy Spirit is. They've read about him. They've received him. But many have never really, truly been introduced to him. This precious, glorious, wonderful Holy Spirit. We call him the third person of the Godhead. Yes, but he's the first person to be revealed to us in the scriptures. The Bible says, in the beginning, Elohim created the heaven and the earth. Elohim is plural for God. But the first person in the Godhead that's revealed to us is the Spirit. For it tells us, and the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. That's the Spirit. He wants us to know the Holy Spirit. You know who a Christian is. I know you are a Christian. But do you know who you are? You hear me all the time saying, I know who I am. I'll tell you why. See, until you know who you are. Jesus knew who he was. You have to know who you are. I know who I am. You know who a Christian is? He's more than a religious fellow. When the Bible says that we are sons of God, he's speaking in very scientific terminology. You've got to get this straight. We are truly sons of God. And that's not a term that's used for everybody in the world. Like somebody says, oh no, no, we are over 4 billion people on the face of the earth. We're all sons of God. No. Some were created by him and some were born of him. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 18, of his own will begat he us by the word of truth. That means we were born through the word. Hallelujah. When you gave your heart to Christ, you thought you joined something. No. That's what you thought because you were not well informed. So you thought you joined the church. So I said, well, I've changed my way of doing things. I've made New Year resolutions. I am now going to be a Christian. Do you know what that means? The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. Then it says, all things are passed away, and all things are become new. You are a new creation. Now, when you study it properly, the Greek rendering lets us know he means a creation that has never existed before. You are a new type of being. See, there are actually, as far as God is concerned, when you study the scriptures, there are no black race, white race, colored. The Bible doesn't recognize that. But it does tell us something. He says something about the Jews, the Gentiles. And then he says, out of both. Because he's done away with those two. The Bible says he has formed a new creation. That new creation is the church. So when you're born again, you are a new creation. You are a new type of being, a new kind of man. That's what he has brought on the scene. And this new creation is superior to Satan. Can you see why you don't need deliverance from the devil? I can't understand Christians who are always looking for how to deliver Christians from the devil. They need knowledge. Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered. As long as you don't know, you'll be a prisoner of your ignorance. What does God say? My people perish. My people are weakened, destroyed, bruised for the lack of knowledge. He didn't say because I have no power. The lack of knowledge. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall... I knew you would make the mistake. I just knew. Let me give that scripture to you properly. Jesus didn't say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You see, I don't, where did the church get most of its teachings from? If you will get acquainted with your Bible, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed at what you would see. Jesus didn't say, and you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Now, there are a few translations, few modern translations that have come up with that that word, set you free. And, most of the Bibles are not necessarily being printed by Christians. It's big business, you know. And, if you can have a publishing company and print Bibles, you got some stuff coming in, you see. So, anybody can get into Bible printing business. And we need to be careful. Because some of them are being corrupted today. And that's the reason why you've got to study the Word of God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.